Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Let's get the word inside. It's the platform for all prosperity. Not just money, prosperity in your body, for your body to be made whole. Of God is not to get sick. God promised you that kind of prosperity. God promised you joy. God promised you peace. If your inside is not changed, you can't handle it outside. What's in your heart will dictate the world you live in. Somehow people think you gotta be poor to serve God. Folks, it's nice to be able to sit in a comfortable chair and the heat and air conditioning. It's nice to go out and start your car and it starts. It's nice to go and pump and set filler up and don't care how much it costs. It's nice to send your kids to the best schools in the world. If you want the best, stop trying to deny what God has provided. We're gonna save some souls. We're gonna get some folks off of welfare and put them on fair and well. Get in the people business. Let's go to Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 19. All right, this is a perpetual supply. Look what he said in Proverbs 19 and verse 17. Have you got it? All right, look what it says. He that has pity on the poor, what does he do? He lends to the Lord. And that which he has given him, will he what? Pay him again. Who's going to pay him? The Lord. Who is the Lord going to pay? Me. Now, where am I going to get it from to give to them? No. Don't mess with me now. Where am I? Who's got a job of gathering? Who is he going to give it to? Why is he going to give it to me? I'm good before God. Now, what am I doing with what he's giving me? I'm going to give it to the poor. Now, I'm going to lend to the Lord, and that which I have given, will he pay me again? Who's going to pay me? The Lord's going to pay me. Where is he going to get it from? Because he ain't making no money. He ain't dropping no money out of heaven. Don't you think? Something else might fall out of heaven, but not no money going to fall out. All right? Where is it going to come from? It's going to come from the sinner. So it's going to be perpetual. But notice, you're not going to ever give out. Because as fast as you give it, more is going to come back in your hand. Man, we can go out and build a whole community with this. Does this make sense to you? Say, people business. And that's what we want to get into. Let me give you one more here. Now, I'm only reading the scriptures, so if you got an argument, see God on your own time. All right, let's look at this. Let's look and see how much God owns, because some people think that God doesn't have much. Let's go to Psalms chapter 24, please. Psalms chapter 24. I'm glad I'm saved. See, we're going to turn prisons into boarding schools. We're going to make it sure that these people get skills and trades. Many of them can't read. And it has built a real sense of inadequacy. And they're trying to make up for it some other way. We'll make sure everybody can read. Folks, listen, money answereth, come on, all things. There ain't nothing money don't answer. Go right in there and get them. Said, Warden, we want to do something different. We got enough money, we gonna take it this. And by the way, we're going to beam the broadcast in there and we're going to play that, so forth and so on. We're going to put a television beaming it in every cell of every person who'd like a television in there. What we got our own satellite network now, so we're going to have our own prison network, incarceration network. And we're going to beam in there just what we want. 24 hours a day, we're going to rehabilitate them for you. We're going to be like Joseph when he went to the prison. We're going to bring some order in that rascal. Oh, Pastor, you think, no, see, when you got money, you can dream. A lot of people look and say, well, I ain't got no money. I'm used to me thinking about that. Yeah, you're going to have some. Put it down on paper. Open up an account. Get ready. Get ready. I said, get ready. Where do I have you now? Come on. I'm almost done. Psalm what? All right, look at this. Now, some people are not interested in this because they want to stay broke. Don't pay no attention to them. Some people got a crab mentality. They're trying to pull you back down the barrel. Hang up on them. Some people, I'm not saying treat them bad, but just hang it up. Don't argue with them. Some people want to talk about your pastor. Just tell them, don't do that. If they keep talking about him, just walk away. Say, Pastor, my pastor is blessed. He's a good pastor. He's leading us and so forth. So just leave it right there. I'm telling you, I'm going to get you out of this not enough thing. I don't care. I'm going to take time with you. I'm going to love you. But I'm going to force it right down your mouth. You're going to chew this. You're going to eat this because you will never be broke another day in your life. I'm going to get the church out of this place. Look what it says here. Now follow me. This is scripture. Verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. So the earth belongs to who? The Lord. All right, let's go over to Psalm 50, please, very quickly. Psalm 50. And look at Psalm 50 and look at verse 10. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon the thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you about it, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Say amen to that. Let's go over to Haggai, please. Look what it says in verse 6. For thus saith the Lord God of hosts, yet once in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with what? Glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is whose? Mine. And the gold is whose? Mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of the what? Latter house shall be what? Greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Peace means shalom. It means health, prosperity, favor, and safety, and welfare. So God's saying that the gold and silver don't belong to them. It belongs to me. And so every place that gold and silver are being hid, every offshore account, every place that the enemy is trying to hold it back through people, God's going to gather it up. Now, somebody said, well, wait a minute, how can you know how? I thought you said the devil is holding it. He is, but he's holding it through people. Now, they don't know they're being used, but they are being used. Look what it says in John chapter 8, please, very quickly. Are you with verse 44? Ye are of your father, the devil. Watch this. And the lust of your father, keep going, you will do. What does lust mean? Say pressure. So the devil can put pressure on folk and make them do things. All right, let's go over here. Let's look at a couple of places. I don't care what you think. Man, I don't like this. Sit here. You're the one that needs to hear this. I'm going to fix your income. You better unfix it because that thing ain't going to be enough of what's coming. All right, let's look at one more place. I want to get just one more thing to you. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, please. Deuteronomy chapter 7. The enemy, like I said, is coming after it because it's what he's put his dominion on. but you have dominion over this whole earth. Say amen to that. Now, they say money don't grow on trees, but if you look at it, according to the scriptures, it does. What do they make money from? They make from trees, from wood. Do you have dominion over wood? You know you do, because Jesus cursed one. And he said, the things that I do, you can do too. So say, money cometh to me now. So you've taken dominion right there. All right. Now, in verse 1, when the Lord thy God shall bring you into the land where he sent to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations mightier than you. And when the Lord God shall deliver them before thee, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them, and thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show no mercy to them. These are all strong men. And the first one that you're going to hit is a Hittite. And a Hittite is a spirit of fear. You got it? The spirit of fear. Now, if you look with me, let's just do the Hittite, and look with me at Genesis chapter 23. And look at Genesis chapter 23. And let's look at verse 3. And Abraham stood up before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying. Now, who had died was Sarah. Now, the word Heth means terror. And the Hittites come from Heth. Heth is a son of Canaan. Canaan is a son of Noah. So, verse 4, I'm a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a buried place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, hear us, my Lord, thou art a mighty what? Prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephraim and the sons of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is in the land, in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for possession of a buried place among you. And Ephraim dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephraim the Hittite answered Abraham. Now, what is he saying? In verse 6, he's saying that you are a mighty prince among us. And what he was saying there is, I'm respecting the fact that you are with God. In other words, you are mighty among us. And then it says in verse 8, and he communed with them. So I looked that up, and it meant to subdue or to destroy. So Heth had no power over Abram. My point to you is that fear had no power over Abraham. For you to get what God has for you, especially if you're going to become a billionaire, you cannot have any fear. So you need to deal with anything that's causing fear in your life. Well, I fear flying. No, you don't. You fear dying. So what you need to do is getting in this Bible and work that thing out of you so you can get on that airplane, because who knows, God may want to give you an airplane. Oh, okay, that's all right. All right? So for us to move into the billion flow, we got to overcome the Hittites. So if you're afraid of the dark, if you're afraid of this and so forth like that, go ahead and deal with it. One more spirit, the Hivites. The Hivites, turn to Joshua chapter 9. Now this is a spirit, now you're getting your money now, you're going into Canaan, and you're getting your wealth, you're getting the things that you need as tools so we can do the work we need to do. But the enemy doesn't want you in there, so he's going to sick these spirits on you. All right? This is Joshua chapter 9. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on this side of Jordan in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites heard thereof. And they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as it if that it had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their donkeys and wine bottles old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clouted up on their feet, and did garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua into the camp of Gilgal, and they said unto him, unto the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure you dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said to them, who are you? And from whence are you come? And they said unto him, from a long ways off, from the south side. Thy servants are come because of the name of the Lord thy God, for we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did unto the king of the Amorites, so forth and so on. And come on down here in verse 15. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them and let them live. Now, what am I saying? Hivite means business partners. I've had it before. But what can happen is folk can see you've got something, and they come posing as a business partner. This man was written up in one of the books I read, and God gave him an invention from heaven. It was in the communications field. And he was pressured for money to get enough money to get it out. And what he did is a man came sent from Satan. And he said, listen, I got the money. Let me finance the project and get it out. He went into league with him. Now, if you look further down there, I don't have time for it now because we've got to get out of here. Joshua failed to seek the Lord. So what am I saying? They said, we came from way away. Look, we got proof. Our shoes have holes in them. Our bottles are dusty. Look at the bread, it's moldy. But they didn't come from way away. They came from Oak Park. They came from right next door, and they were deceiving him. Why? Because sometimes you can set up an ungodly situation. You can set up a situation where the folk that you go into league with end up taking you to court. Now, you have to read this, and I don't have time to go into it, but just listen to this, because you're coming into a lot of money. You're coming into a lot of money, and Satan is coming after it. Now, so what happened in this case, in the case of here, this man, the rich man, financed the deal, made a contract, but the contract was deceptive. And he made the contract, and in the end, the man who came with the money got the whole invention. Watch this, and put up a communication network and is sending filth throughout the whole world. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying we've got to be on our P's and Q's, so to speak. We've got to make sure that we're going and not setting up an unholy alliance. Because God told Joshua, destroy all of them. But they said, we didn't come from down here where the rest of them came from. We came way down in southern Illinois. But my point to you is there are spirits that are deceptive. And you need to not be rushed into any deal. Take time and pray about it. I don't care how good it looks, because I'm telling you, I've seen some good deals. Now you can't get me to budge. I mean, I take time and pray, and sometimes the enemy put pressure on you and tell you can't afford to pray. You know, so just tell him, no, if you can't let me pray about it, take the deal somewhere else.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by this exciting teaching. It's on the wealth transfer. Now, today's teaching is part of a four-disc series, and here's a very important point I'd like you to remember. One of the main reasons for the wealth transfer is for people. It's about getting people into the kingdom of God and having them to be restored to a place of dignity and honor. Our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings on the wealth transfer, and I'll be right back.
Let's get the word inside. It's the platform for all prosperity. Not just money, prosperity in your body, for your body to be made whole. Of God is not to get sick. God promised you that kind of prosperity. God promised you joy. God promised you peace. If your inside is not changed, you can't handle it outside. What's in your heart will dictate the world you live in. Somehow people think you gotta be poor to serve God. Folks, it's nice to be able to sit in a comfortable chair in the heat and air condition. It's nice to go out and start your car and it starts. It's nice to go and pump and say, fill her up and don't care how much it costs. It's nice to send your kids to the best schools in the world. If you want the best, stop trying to deny what God has provided. We're going to save some souls. We're going to get some folks off of welfare and put them on fair and well. Get in the people business.
Enter the golden age with a new revelation of your rightful ownership in this earth and your kingdom responsibility to glorify God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled The Wealth Transfer. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. Break through old barriers with renewed power to receive the wealth that has been laid up for the righteous in the Wealth Transfer. Order the Wealth Transfer today.
In the wealth transfer, many business deals may come your way. Take time and pray about these deals now, making sure that this is something from God and the alliance is something that God has set up. You know, in these last days, you know, things happen and we want to be victorious, not a victim. Praise the Lord. So pray about it and get God's direction and you'll be all right. Well, this is Bill Winston saying until the next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Side Street Deli is a thriving family-run restaurant and food service business based in Indianapolis, Indiana. Cheryl and Dennis Wheaton are Bill Winston Ministry partners and share what's responsible for their success.
We became partners with Bill Winston Ministry because we wanted to be a part of something bigger than what we were doing here.
I would tell a person if they had to make life choices and they wanted to change their life, they're tired of getting beat up and they want to leave a lasting mark in this world, they should join and become a partner, because they can touch people that they've never seen before, because the ground is so fertile.
Before we became partners with Bill Winston Ministry, our business was going backward. We were in the red. We didn't know exactly how to turn it around.
At that time, we had turned to every direction that we knew to turn to, and we just kept turning to a dead end.
With only $50 left, there was the option to sow a seed.
My thoughts were, when we sold our seed, is that I'm just gonna sow it in trust.
That's when my mother came to me and said that I feel that we need to sow into Bill Winston Ministries as a business and as a family. And she wanted to give our last $50, and I was kind of unsure about that. And being a realist, I'm like, that's all we have is $50. You know, we need to hold on to that $50 we had. We prayed about it and we were all in agreement. And so she sold the last $50 we had. Not even 2 weeks later, we got a call out of nowhere from a company that we had never done business with. And they, not only did they want us to do a catering for them, but they wanted to do a company-wide catering for over 700 people. So that that catering alone brought in $20,000 instantly. In 2007, our revenue doubled. And in 2008, we experienced a 35% increase in revenue. And in 2009, we experienced a 10% increase in revenue, even through the economic times. And in 2010 and 2011, we experienced a 25% increase in revenue. We got calls from just out of nowhere. We got opportunities out of nowhere. And we got opportunities that didn't require money because we didn't have any.
What I would say to someone who may be going through personal trials or business trials is to develop faith. A good way to do that is to watch Bill Winston Ministries. He teaches you how to establish faith in your life. And absolutely get with a Bible teaching church, sow seeds, and tithe. We have never experienced a recession. Our business has just grown and grown and grown, and it's continuing to grow. And now our business is making millions. So we're really excited to be partners with Bill Winston Ministry, and we want everyone to know that the Word of God really works.
The power of partnership. Together, we are transforming lives. We invite you to become a partner today. Contact us online at BillWinston.org or by phone at 1-800-711-9327.